Previously on Arts Today, Amy Ryan, now the former executive director of Benson Theatre, talked about her journey from journalist and social activist to entrepreneur. She also talked about how she created a community space that offers opportunities for artists who face challenges. Reopening the Benson Theatre was a daunting task. What started as a $2 million project quickly escalated to nearly $7 million, showing just how challenging the journey really was.
We knew we had a lot of fundraising to do and a lot of work to do to create a really unique model so folks can come in and use the space, get partnerships with other nonprofits to bring their programming, the much-needed programming that Benson and North Omaha was wanting.
What fuels Ryan's hard work is her belief that the Omaha community is the perfect place for social change to happen.
It is. I tell my own children who are adults now, but I tell them all the time, obviously we have this incredible philanthropic community in Omaha, which has been extraordinary. I mean, this city is so wonderful, and it's so much because of the philanthropy that goes on here, and certainly the genius in this town for the arts, the talent that is here. So if we can keep our talent here and we can practice these social changes in these systems that we want to work through, it really is. It's the application of social work. And if we can inspire all people to do what they love and be sustainable at it, that seems to be what we want for our children, what we want for our spouses, our families, our friends, and for our neighbors.
She designed a model for communities in Omaha and beyond, offering benefits that could reach far and wide. She also believes that the efforts of dedicated people like the team at Benson Theatre are just as important as the community itself in creating new opportunities. And after a long journey and 3 successful years of running the theatre, Ryan is now passing the torch to someone new.
It's time. I've spent 30 years in Benson, and I'm actually a writer, and I write music and do all kind of really getting back into counseling and coaching. So I'd like to get back into that and also my own art. So we have to practice what we really want to see for our own children and our own future, you know, the young people, our communities of people. You got to go for it. You got to go for what you really want to do. And I realized I would like to do that too. I think being in service of others is vital for everyone to do, to practice, be involved there. And that's all I've done in my adult life, honestly. I've taken a little bit of a break. I've served the public for 30 years, and that is an exciting and wonderful, I'm honored.
From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.